Okay, on Friday afternoon, the medical staff of Floyd Valley Healthcare honored Dr. Stephen Meese for 25 years of your medical practice here in Lamar's. Let's talk about those 25 years, of course. What kind of first brought you to Lamar's in the first place? So you're kind of a home boy, aren't you?
This is my hometown. They needed a doctor, and so I was coming back. I was actually supposed to be the sixth doctor, but unfortunately Dr. Faber and Dr. Heimstra left at that time, and so then we were down to four doctors in 93, which consisted of Dr. Duncan, Dr. Powell, and myself, and Dr. Dornbos, who led the team. So it was a pretty busy first year.
Did you ever think about trying to pursue practice anywhere else, or was Lamar's always on your mind?
I had entertained mostly small towns, but I knew that Lamar's needed a place. Sioux City was just down the road. My wife's a pediatrician, and I figured she'd work with Prairie Pediatrics down there. During our residency, we did a rotation where she worked with Prairie Pediatrics. I worked here. We both liked it. They liked us, and so the rest of it's kind of we're here.
Okay. All right. In the nomination process and the ceremony that was taking place, it mentioned that you delivered over 500 babies, have seen over 6,000 patients. I'm imagining that you probably can remember just about every one of those incidents.
Pretty much, but it's interesting when you're called in for emergency deliveries. People come up to you 2 years later and say, "Well, do you remember me?" And it's like, "Well, not really." But most of those, I remember quite a few of the experiences. When you get 25 years under your belt, a few of them are a little bit more remote. Some of them are more memorable than others, though.
What led you into the medical field?
Interestingly, my undergraduate degree is in electrical engineering. I always thought that I kind of want to go into medicine, possibly, but I thought it might take too long. Subsequently, ended up doing graduate work in biomedical engineering, then got into medical school, and probably spent more time in school than I had ever intended to do. But my mom's a nurse. I had always thought about being in the medical field, and that kind of came about.
So a little bit of a stretch or a little bit of a distance between electrical engineer and medical doctor.
Yeah, it is, but I think I use my engineering techniques quite a bit when I'm being a doctor. I look for science, not for fiction, and want a good answer on how things work. And I think that proves to the benefit of my patients.
You've seen some developments and renovations and different expansion of here of the Floyd Valley. We start out with the Medical Associates Clinic, and now it's part of the Floyd Valley Healthcare. We've seen the expansion of the hospital itself. So I just want to hear your thoughts about how this community hospital has been growing over the last 25 years.
Well, I've seen about four different emergency rooms here since I started. When I did start, we had a mobile CAT scanner that turned into a mobile MRI, and now we have got a permanent MRI here. Lab work has changed quite a bit, how we interact with each other, the computerization of the medical record. All of this has been new. And then just how you practice medicine. We used to be able to see 35 patients in a day. It's kind of ratcheted down, which is probably in the better for the patient, but we spend a lot of time recording information, which is good because then we have that information later on. It's not a paper chart that falls on the floor and gets spread all over the place.
And certainly Floyd Valley, and you've seen this growth in the sense that it's been honored, recognized nationally. It has really become a distinctive, respected regional hospital.
Yeah, it really has. There's a lot of honors that have come. I think that's due to the hard work of all the nurses and the doctors, and we just get really good people here to work, and I think we practice very good, up-to-date medicine here.
All right, sounds so very good. And congratulations again to Dr. Stephen Meese, who was honored as the Lamar's Chamber of Commerce Boss of the Quarter for the third quarter of 2018.
Okay.